In Canada, a lot of the time, the public isn't interested in affairs that are going on outside of the country. So, you know, why do you think it's important that Canadians should be interested in what's happening in Gaza?
Well, Canadians should be interested because the people of Gaza are suffering from a siege which is resulting in a slow genocide, according to many experts, you know, of the population of Gaza. You have 1.5 million people in Gaza. 50% of them are children under the age of 18. There's a shortage of food, material for schools, medical supplies. People are not allowed to move freely in and out of this open-air prison. And Canadians have, in the past, shown sympathy and support for people who are suffering, you know, in many countries in the world, be it in Africa, Asia, or other places. But in this situation, this is an illegal and immoral siege and occupation that has been going on for 43 years. And Canadians have decided that since the United Nations, the international community has not done anything to end this situation, that it's time for civil society to act and force their governments all over the world to do something about this immoral and illegal siege.
Okay, and what's the objective of the Canadian boat going to Gaza?
Canadian boat to Gaza, first of all, is to emphasize that there is this siege, which is where people cannot come and leave Gaza freely. Gaza is the only territory in the world which has a port which cannot be used because Israel determines that it's not allowable. So this is wrong, you know, like you cannot have a population of 1.5 million, cornered in a small strip of land like that without being able to use their only port that to the outside world. And at the same time, as I said, Israel has restricted the amount of food, medicine, building material that goes into the Gaza. Now it's down to 10% of what it used to be before they imposed the siege. So people are not able to lead a normal life. The poverty level in Gaza, because the manufacturing factories have all been destroyed by Israel in January 2009. So there's an unemployment level of 45%, which is one of the highest in the world. And people cannot import, export things freely. They cannot leave. There's a restriction on how many people can leave each day. And you have to wait sometimes a month until you get the permit to get out, even through the Egyptian side. You know, like I'm speaking of the Egyptian side. From the Israeli side, there's complete cutout. So this is unacceptable. It's, this is a big prison. It has to end.
Are you yourself Palestinian?
Yes, I'm Palestinian. Not from Gaza. I'm Palestinian from Nazareth, which is inside Israel proper. And I am an example of what the people of Gaza are facing, because I was kicked out from my country in 1948, and I'm not allowed to go back and live in Israel because I'm not a Jew. So that shows you, what Israel stands for. It stands for racial segregation, racial discrimination, stands for oppression, for occupation, and it's time that the Canadian government realizes that these values are contrary to our values and stop saying we share the same values, as Harper says repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. And are there any Palestinians who are going on the Canadian boat?
So for a couple of reasons. First of all, they will be treated even worse, you know. The second reason is, even though I'm a Canadian, if I go, Israel has made people who have gone in the past, they have first of all kidnapped them in the high seas, taken them to Israel, then would only release them if they sign a document saying that they entered the country illegally, which is not true because they're being arrested in international waters. However, what that means is that in the future, if they try to visit Israel, there's a record saying, you tried to get into the country illegally and they won't allow you in. And I have relatives in Nazareth, and I go once in a while to visit them, so I don't want to lose that option.
Sure. Yeah. Anything else that you want to add?
Thank you very much. And one thing I'd like to add is that, you know, it's clear that the Israeli supporters in this country are losing face, and that because people are becoming more and more aware of what Israel stands for, and that's why they are becoming more vicious in their reaction. They're trying to suppress freedom of speech on campuses, and I applaud the students in Canada who have been able to withstand all that pressure and continue to hold Israeli Apartheid Week each year in March on many campuses, and the number of campuses is growing. And this is why Israel is losing this battle of the public, because the youth are the leaders of the future, and they are becoming aware of these atrocities and oppression that Israel is committing against the Palestinian people.
Actually, one more question. The name Tahrir of the yeah. boat is Tahrir, and I wanted to ask you about the motivation that the Palestinian struggle has got from, you know, the uprising in Egypt and the Arab Spring.
Well, the Palestinians have been struggling for all the time. You know, even since 1940, the Palestinians within Israel have been struggling, maintaining their identity, ensuring that, fighting for the right of return of refugees. But unfortunately, we had Arab governments which were dictatorial, oppressing their people, preventing them from standing publicly and supporting the Palestinian cause. And with the uprising that took place in Egypt and Tunisia and other Arab countries, the Arab people in those countries have broken the wall of fear, and they are now imposing their concerns and their issues upon their governments. And these governments have to become more responsive to them, which means that they would stand up more in solidarity with the Palestinian people. And that certainly is a moral boost to the Palestinians. They have also learned how to mobilize the same way the Egyptians have done. If you recall, on May 15th, Palestinians in Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria, the refugees, amassed at the borders of Palestine and said, "We want to return." And these tactics will be used more and more frequently by Palestinians everywhere, even the Palestinians within Israel itself. And these are nonviolent means. And we know that Israel will be killing people, wounding people, but the cycle of fear has been broken. You know, people are no longer afraid, because the status quo is not acceptable, to continue living under occupation or as refugees for 63 years. That is not acceptable.